Hey, get to start the new parak. Elu Dvarim, sixth parak. Samach Hey Amabes. Elu Dvarim bePesach Docha Nesach Shabbos. The following parts of the Avodah for Pesach are Docha Shabbos. You do them even when Pesach, Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. Shechitaso, you shech the carbon Pesach. Zrikas Damo, you sprinkle the dam on the Mizbeach. Umichui Kravav, the Gemara will talk about this, but it means the removing the tsoa, the waste from inside the animal, the haktaras chalavav, and burning its fats on the mizbeach. All of that is done when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbat. It's done on Shabbos afternoon, though certain malachos are involved. Tosas here points out that he thinks zrika is labdavka, because he does not know what malacha zrika is violating. So Tosas, first Tosas, zrika's damo tana agav shchidaso. It just throws it in there. Other mefarshim try to say maybe zrika is similar to tikkun, the zrika is the final hechsher of the karban, so maybe that would be a potential derabanan. The Tiferes Yisrael suggests that maybe it's a yipui, it's a beauty when the mizbeach is full of dam, just like the gemaras in Sukkah say that when there's a lot of wood there, they didn't take it off to show that it's beautiful. So you might have had a havamina that there's soveya because you're sprinkling the dam on the mizbeach and you want it to be colored and you're happy with it. It's nichaluhu, so maybe it's soveya. Either way, whatever it is, it's mutter. Aval, sliyaso, roasting the current Pesach, which does not have to be done that day. That could be done after Shabbos, when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. You just have to eat it that night, you have to roast it that night too. The hadachas kravav, and washing out the innards, ein hadachon etz Shabbos. So those are not mahakevs, and therefore those can be pushed off and done after Shabbos. Harkavaso, vahava aso michutz latcho v'chatichas yabalto. What about these three items? Carrying the animal, har kavaso, right? Rashi explains, derech which is a rabim, bringing it to the azara. This is an issa derabanan. Why? Because chai nosi as asmo, even by animals, meaning carrying somebody is not an issa deraisa, it's an issa derabanan. Or bring it in from chus latchum, or chatichas yabalto, cutting off a blemish or some type of wart, a bump, a pimple on the animal, which Rashi explains all of these you do in a derabanan way. Chatichas yabalto you do with your teeth or with your fingers. So again, it'll be a derabanan. In all these cases, even though they're only asami derabanan, says the Tanakama, ein dochen es haShabbos. Tanakama says, these are not docha Shabbos. You're not allowed to do these. And therefore what? And therefore if you didn't do them, then taplak, you can't bring the Karan Pesach today because you're stuck. Rabbi Eliezer, Omar dochen. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, what are you talking about? These are asami derabanan. These are docha Shabbos. So which one? Chatichas yabalto is tikkun. You're fixing the animal in order to make it roy to be hukrav. Masakin kli, maybe makabapatish, maybe malika. Malika is shrita. Malika is the same thing as shrita, but we're talking about karan pesach. We're not doing any birds. What? Is it gozes to remove? Right, so maybe it's gozes in a chidami. So Amar Rebbe Lazar says, Halodinu, it's a kalvachomer that these should be docha Shabbos. Uma im shchita, shehi mishum malacha docha Shabbos. If real bona fide malachas like shchita are docha Shabbos, elu shehi mishum shvus lo yitchos Shabbos. So these, which are only derabanans, of course these should be docha Shabbos. These last three items. So Amar Rabbi Yeshua says, no, it's no raya. Yantif tochiach. Yantif itself will prove that you're wrong. Shehitiru ba mishum malacha, v'asim mishum shvus. On Yantif, there are certain malachas that are mutter, cooking, carrying, yet there is still isurei drabanan on Shabbos, so you don't always say, if daraises are mutter, surely drabanans. Because look at Yantif, v'asim mishum shvus, so amal rabbi Lazar, maze Yeshua, what are you bringing me rayas? My raya rishus l'mitzvah. You're bringing me a raya from a rishus, from items that you want to do on Yantif. But that's no right to hear. Here we're talking about you doing a mitzvah with the Karan Pesach. So I'm saying the Kalvachomer should work in the area of mitzvah. That if for a mitzvah, malachos are nidche, meaning malachos are doche. If malachos are doche Shabbos by a mitzvah, so too, surely derabanans are doche Shabbos for a mitzvah. Hey, Rabbi Akiva Amar, Hozaa dochiach. Rabbi Akiva says, no, I have another raya. Okay, forget Yantif. Hazaa. What's Hazaa? Rashi explains that if the seventh day that a person has been tamei mace. So we know if somebody's tamei mace, he's tamei for 7 days, and you have to sprinkle the ashes and the afer of the paraduma on him on day 3 and day 7. Let's say that day 7 is Erev Pesach, and that's Shabbos. So says Rabbi Akiva, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos either, because that's an issa derabanan. We'll get to what issa derabanan that is in a minute. Hazaa tochiach, that'll prove it. Shehimi shem mitzvah, that is a mitzvah, because you're going to be able to eat the Karan Pesach if you get sprinkled. Vehimi shem shvus, and it's only derabanan. Ve'edo docha Shabbos. So you see, even in the world of mitzvahs, there's an issa derabanan that is atocha Shabbos. So too. So don't ask on my shita. See, even here too, these three, the harkava and the havach v'chus latchum and the chatichas yabalto, those are drabanan. And though they are in the context of a mitzvah, still they won't be docha Shabbos, just like hazaa. What malacha is being violated by hazaa, by sprinkling on the person? So if you look at Rashi, last line in Rashi, mischazi kimisakin gavra. Right, it appears just like you're not allowed to go to the mikvah if you're tamei on Shabbos to be able to come tahar, because it's nira kimisakin. So to here, it's nira kimisakin. The problem that the Mefarshim ask on Rashi is that in 2 days from now, on Daf Samach Tes, the Gemara is going to explicitly say, you know why Hazah is Asur? Because Shema, you might come to carry the blood Dalan Amos and Rishas Arabu. That's why Hazah is Asur. So why is Rashi bringing in a different reason of Nira Kimisakein if the Gemara later on in Daf Samach Tes, Rabba says, Shema Yavar Dalan Amos and Rishas Arabu? So says the Tzlach HaCharifus. Says the Tzlach. Yeah. Did the blood ever leave the, maybe the if of the Paraduma? Maybe the Paraduma might have been. Right, so where they burn it? They burned it outside.
Oh, the first time, you
say. Right. So we'll see that Gemara. So says the Tzlach, maybe it's as follows. There's a Ron in Megillah, in Rosh Hashanah, that says why, right, the question that some of the Farshim may ask, why should Mila be Docha Shabbos? Why don't you say Gzeir Hashem Yavirenu? Just like we say by Lulav and by Megillah and by Shofar, if they fall out on Shabbos, you don't take part in those mitzvahs. Why? What's the difference between that and Mila? So, says the Ron, because by Mila, people are going to remind the father. It's only the father that's doing it. So everybody else is going to say, hey, you know how to carry. Masha'enkin, by Megillah, and by Lulav, and by Shofar, in all those cases, all of Klal Yisrael are busy. So nobody's going to focus on anybody else. Everybody's going to be extremely busy. So that's why there is a Gzeira. So then the Ron says, V'hiksha haran hare b'haza'ah, by Haza'ah, the Gemara says, later on in Daf Samach Tes, how many people are Tamei? Not so many people. Yet the Gemara says, you're worried about Shema Yavirenu. 1 second, I thought Shema Yavirenu was only when everybody's busy. But when everybody's not busy, you're not worried. Just like by Mila. So says the Ron, V'nichle l'Ron, Shahaf Shar Ein Antrude B'Hazah, even though not everybody's busy doing Hazah, but they're busy doing Karav Pesach. So it's a busy day, that's why. So the Sfar still applies, because everybody's busy, not Dafka with Hazah, but with Karav Pesach. Says the Ron, that's why Hazah is still, you are going to be Gozer, Shemi Yavirenu, because nobody's going to be there to remind the people. So then, now the Tzlach comes in. So the Tzlach says, what happens if a Mila falls out on Erev Pesach on Shabbos? If Mila falls out on Erev Pesach on Shabbos, says the Tzlach, so then that Mila should not be Docha Shabbos. Because what's the whole svara that the Ron says that why Mila is Docha Shabbos? Because you can have other people reminding. But what did the Ron just say? Why is Hazah Asur today? Because there's nobody, everybody's going to be busy with the current Pesach, so too with Mila. So, says the Tzlach, you should say that when a Mila falls out, Erev Pesach Shkolis B'Shabbos, it should not be Docha Shabbos. Unbelievable Kiddush. What's the answer? Says the Tzlach, but Tzlach Lomar, because the rest of the Shabbosim during the year, Mila is Docha Shabbos, so Shaykh Lesser, you're not going to Aser one Shabbos of the year. This Shabbos of the year is not going to be Docha Shabbos. It's a Chuk of its Lula. It doesn't appear correct that should be done. That's all the Tzlach so far. We need two more steps, and then we're going to get back to the Rashi. Well, the Fiho Tzazu, Imlo Ha'isa B'Hazah Shum Chash Acher, according to this, if the only problem with Hazah was Shema Yavirenu, and therefore that's why it asered on Erev Pesach Cholis B'Shabbos, so you should say, what about all the other Shabbosim of the year? Let's say the seventh day of somebody's Tumah falls out on Stam Shabbos. So you should say, that is Docha Shabbos, right? Because not everybody is busy, people are going to be reminded. So why is it us or the other Shabbosim of the year? So it says the Tzlach, that's why Rashi has to say there's also another reason. There's another reason, not just Shem Yavirenu. Again, because if it's just Shem Yavirenu, because then you're going to say it's Mutzer all the other Shabbosim of the year, because people are going to be able to remind them. So it must be, that's why Rashi says, there must be another reason, besides the reason the Gemara gives, which the Gemara's reason applies purely on Erev Pesach, Cholias B'Shabbos. But what about the rest of the year? If just for that reason it should be Mutter, says Rashi, says the Tzlach, that's why Rashi has to come up with the other reason of Shema, that Nira Kimisaki. Okay, you can look at the Tzlach, it's a bunch of steps to answer up one little Rashi, but that's the Tzlach. Continues the Gemara. Remember, we have a machlokas. Continues the Mishnah. So we're in the middle of a discussion of a machlokas tanoim, whether these actions that are aser midzur abanan of carrying the animal, bringing it from outside the tchum, or cutting off a wart from the animal, what those are aser midzur abanan, are those docha Shabbos when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos? Says the Tanakama, no. Says the Tanakama, yes, no. And says Rabbi Elazar, they should be. So we pick up the conversation again, second to last line. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, ba'aleihani done. You just brought me a raya from Hazaah, that Hazaah is an example that's only Asar Midrabanan, and it's not Doche Shabbos. Says Rabbi Eliezer, what do you mean? I argue with Hazaah too. Ba'aleihani done. Uma im shchita shim mishum shvus Doche Shabbos. If shchita, which is a real malach, is Doche Shabbos, Hazaah shim mishum shvus eno dichi Doche Shabbos. I and the Chenami, I argue on that proof because I think Hazaah should be Doche Shabbos. If shchita is Doche Shabbos, so Hazaah should be Doche Shabbos. So Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, O Chalof, Rabbi Akiva says, just the opposite. Ma im Hazaah, Shem Yishum Shavuos, Eino Doches HaShabbos, if Hazaah, which is only Asa Midi Rabbanan, is not Doches HaShabbos, so Shechita, Shem Yishum Malach, Eino Dishlo Doches HaShabbos. Just the opposite. Don't say just like Shechita, surely Hazaah, say Hazaah is not Doches, surely Shechita should not be Doches. That's what Rabbi Akiva suggests. Amar lo Rabbi Elazar, Akiva, Akai Tamash HaGoz HaBatar, what are you talking about? You're saying as far as why you shouldn't be able to shechakar and Pesach when I pay the fodan on Shabbos? The Torah said that that's what you do. B'mo'ado, in its time. B'im b'chol, b'im b'Shabbos. So what are you talking about? Of course shechit has to be docha Shabbos. So Amalo Rebbe. So it's interesting. So Rebbe Lazar says Akiva. He didn't even call him by Rebbe Akiva. He just said Akiva. So he calls him back. He says, Rebbe, haveli mo'i la'ilu kamo'i l'shechita. Okay, fine. But look, the Shechita has a Zman Kavua. You have to do it then. You can't do it earlier. You can't do it later. That's why I'll say it'll be Docha Shabbos. But all the other items under discussion can be done before or after. And if you didn't do it before or after, then tough luck. You cannot do it on Shabbos. And the Gemara sums up, so the Gemara Mishnah sums up, Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva, Kol Malacha She'efshel La'asos Me'erev Shabbos. Any malacha that could have been done on Erev Shabbos, like these items, you could have brought it before Shabbos, you could have cut this off before Shabbos, Eino Doche Es HaShabbos. It's not going to be Doche, even if it's only Asar Midrabanan. Shechita, Sheyiv Shalas Es Erev Shabbos. Shechita's Pesach cannot be done before Erev Pesach, and it can't be done that night, so that is Doche Es HaShabbos. Question is asked, what was Rabbi Kiva's Havamina here? Rabbi Kiva, along the way, had suggested that if Hazah is not Doche Shabbos, Shechita surely shouldn't be Doche Shabbos. What do you mean Shechita shouldn't be Doche Shabbos? It says in the Torah, you have to Shechakar and Pesach today. But Mo'ado Afila B'Shabbos, what was the Havamina? So Rabbi Elazar says back to him, Akarta, you uprooted what it says in the Torah. So some of Farshim, again, I think this is the Tzlach, this is just a one-step Tzlach. The Tzlach says, you know what, Rabbi Kiva, of course, knew that the Torah says it. But he thought that just like Hazah is Asar Midrabanan, so to the Asar Shechita Midrabanan, of course not the Araisa. The Torah says you're allowed to do it. But he thought that maybe because Shechita of the current Pesach, let's say Lechor, would be Asar every other Shabbos of the year, so he thought that it'll be Asar here too, Midrabanan. It's not arguing on the Torah. So what's Rabbi Elazar's question point back to him? What's Rabbi Elazar's response? Yisrael says, Yisrael b'yachakam l'achna v'na Torah. So what's he saying? Of course they have the power. What's the answer? Menachem? Akarta mashakasav b'Torah? The Taz! What does the Taz say in Ilchus Rosh Hashanah? The Taz says the Chazal do not have the power to totally wipe out a pasuk from the Torah. They could say it only applies in a certain area, right? The Taz is answering the question, Shema, right? Why? The Gemara says that we don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, because Gzeir Shem Yavi Renu says the Taz, maybe she didn't blow shofar any Rosh Hashanah, because there's a Gzeira to blow musical instruments on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So you shouldn't blow shofar at all on Rosh Hashanah. Right? So you never blow shofar. Says the Taz, Chazal do not have the power to totally wipe out a pasuk from the Torah. If it says to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, okay, they could say, this year, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you're not going to blow. But next year, you will blow. But if they would say you don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, so then wiping out, they can't do that. Or he says the same thing, Ubayom Hashmini, there's an extra pasuk in the Torah that says, Ubayom Hashmini, Yumo Basar Alaso. So say the Ran that we just quoted before says, maybe you shouldn't be able to do meal on Shabbos because you might come to carry the knife. So says the Taz, there's a special pasuk in the Torah that says do it on Shabbos. So you can't do it on Shabbos ever, because that will be Mefurish going against what it says in the Torah. So whenever the Rabbanan make a Gzeira, it has to be in a way that's not totally wiping out a mitzvah d'oraisa. So we've had other examples of that in the past. So says the Tzlach, that's exactly what the answer is. Akarta mashakas of a Torah is beautiful. Fits it to the words. You totally okay what it says in the Torah then. Okay, if you want to say, the Rabbanan have the power to do partially, to make Yisrael Rabbanan, but the Pasuk still has to have Shat. But here it says, Bimo Ado, Bein Bechol Bein Shabbos. It's as if it says in the Torah, do it even on Shabbos, so therefore you can't go that far. So exactly, Rabbi Elazar's answer is the Shita of the Taz. Yeah.
If the Pasuk says to do it without any specification.
So the Chazal have the power to limit and to apply what the Torah says to a certain situation. but they can't say, you're right, so you're saying that they're still limiting it.
Right, they're no,
they're not being more quote unquote more religious than God. I don't think that's the formulation, but there's a certain ideal that the Torah has. But the Torah also says, Chazal have the authority to, let's say the Rambam gives the mashal, to cut off a limb in order to save the body. So if the Rabbanan think that there's going to be an Issa D'Oraisa violated, you know, it looks like the Rambam says, you walk into an operation, you see somebody getting amputated, you're like, the doctor's killing him. But really, what's happening? The doctor's saving the guy's life. So really, that's what we believe. By any Issa D'Rabbanan, where we've given, Rav Ribiak gives the mashal, we've given it before, you're sitting in traffic for 2 hours, you finally get up to the place, and you're like so mad and upset and angry, and you come up and you see there's a big police line, do not cross, in front of this tremendous pothole. And if you wouldn't have had that police line, do not cross, you would have smashed your car, broken everything, forget it. You would never have gotten to where you were going. So those are the police line, those are the Issa D'Rabbanan. We don't realize it, we think we're just sitting in traffic. But when we get up there, when we realize that they're protecting us from falling into a much bigger hole. So that's what we assume. They have that authority, but they can't totally wipe something out. Yeah.
So what instance is the
Bach saying? They're getting into Chadash. And what says Chadash? Well, it said in Eretz Yisrael, right? Eretz Yisrael, they don't need the, right? That's, you know, there's more, right, there's nobody used it there. Yeah. Right. So Mila Shechal Be'er Pesach, that was the suggestion of the Tzlach, that Mila that falls out in Be'er Pesach, you shouldn't. But he says it would be Chuchav Etzlula. It would be to say, this every Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos, you don't blow. Every Mila that falls out in Be'er Pesach, Chol Yesh B'Shabbos, you know, he doesn't think that could be, you can't have rules. There's also something that Milsa Delo Shechicha Lo Gaza Be'Rabbanan. So I don't know how Shechiach is a Mila on Be'er Pesach, Chol Yesh B'Shabbos. So it could be that that's also connected to it. Okay, let's do the Gemara. So under Rabbanan, Reb Lazar is Machshirin.
Yeah.
Machshirin Nevashal HaSosag. Yeah, in Achinami. This might be Machshirin. Right, this is Reb Lazar Rabbi Akiva. We had this in Reb Lazar Demila. We had this in General Machlokas. Tadar Rabbanan, Halacha Zunis Amam Mirei B'Seira. This Halacha, that you're allowed to shecht even the Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach Chalis B'Shabbos, the Bnei B'Seira, who were the Nesiyim, Rashi says, they forgot this Halacha. Pamachas chalar ba'as olias b'Shabbos. One time, Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos. Shachachu v'lo yadu im Pesach docha es haShabbos im lav. They didn't know whether even the shechita is docha Shabbos. Amru klum yishadam shiyodei im Pesach docha haShabbos im lav. Is there anybody that knows this halacha? Amru lahem adam echad yesh sha'ala mi Bavel v'hillel ha'bavli shemo. There's a man that came up from Bavel. Hillel was his name. Shashimei shnei gedolei hador shmayev avtalion, and he has studied under the great gedolim shmayev avtalion. The Yodea in Pesach Tochad Shabbos in Lav. He would know. Let's go ask Hillel. Shalchu, yeah. How did they forget? So the Mefarshim talk about how they forgot. So the Chassam Sofer suggested that they weren't sure about it. So for many years, they specifically didn't accept Edim so that it wouldn't fall out on Shabbos. Just like they did Lo Adu Rosh, they made sure that Rosh Hashanah didn't fall out on certain days. So because they weren't sure, for decades, they made sure that didn't happen. One time, they couldn't do it, and it was actually Bahashkacha, because we'll see in a second that they wanted Hillel to be the head. So Bahashkacha is Amen Halacha, and therefore, they did not know. V'karu Lo, and they called to Hillel, Amr Lo Klumatam Yodea, do you know? In Pesach Dochad Shabbos in Lav, so Amr Lahem, V'chi Pesach Echad Yish Lodeh Bashan Shadochad Shabbos? Does this have no model throughout the year? Only Pesach? That's what you're asking me about? V'halo harbe yoser mi masayim psachim yesh lanu b'shana shadocha, excuse me, esa Shabbos. There's more than 200 karbanos like Pesach that are docha Shabbos. What's that? Any karban kavua of Shabbos is docha Shabbos. Says Rashi. And Rashi, what do you mean more than 200? Like, oh, I'm a goodness. How many? So think about it. It's not so many. You can work it out. 2 Tamids every Shabbos. 2 Musafs every Shabbos. Right? So that's already about 200. Right, Rashi? And Rashi explains there's a few more. Right? There's 4 Kfasim, 2 for the 3 and 2 for the Musafin. That's 200. Besides Shabbos during Pesach and during Sukkot, we bring a couple more. Okay? So that's it. So you have more than 200. That this Zman Kavu is Shabbos. So Amr Lo, Minayin Lecha. So they say, how do you know that? How do you know that's true? Amar lahem, no mar mo'ado b'Pesach, v'nel mar b'mo'ado b'tamid. It says the word mo'ado in its time on Pesach and on by the Tamid, Ma'moado, however, but Tamid Docha Shabbos, just like the word Mo'ado in its time by the Tamid means even Docha Shabbos. We'll get to how we know that later on. Af Mo'ado, however, but Pesach Docha Shabbos. So to the Mo'ado that it says by Pesach is Docha Shabbos. Point number one, that's a Mamatzinu. We compare, or maybe it's a Zeir Shava, right? It's a, right, it's the same word. The Ode that he says is secondly, Kal V'Chomer Hu. It's not just a Zeir Shava, it's a Kal V'Chomer. Ma Tamud She'ein Onush Kari's Docha Es HaShabbos. If Tamid, which if you would not bring the Karbet Tamid, there is no punishment, there's no kares, and it's still Docha Shabbos. Pesach, she'anush kares, Pesach, which is a more chomer carbon, where if you don't bring the Pesach, you get punished with kares, in addition to Docha Shabbos. Surely, the Pesach should be Docha Shabbos. So it's a Kal V'Chomer. So he said it's a Gzeir Shava, it's a Kal V'Chomer. Miyad, immediately, Hoshivuhu, Barosh, Uminuhu, Nasi Aleihem. B'nai B'Seira said, whoa, unbelievable, they made him into the Rosh of the Chachamim, and the Nasi, and the prince, who was somewhat more of a political leader. The Mi'iri here, and the Chassam Sofer expands upon this also, that they made him a leader in both ways. It's, they made him a leader both in political, right, the Nasi, and the to be the head of the yeshiva. And the Mi'iri says here that this is a big milah of B'nai B'Seira. The Imakir Ba'atzmo She'eno Ro'i Lakach. The Mi'iri says, if you know that you shouldn't, you're not really the leader, Shevachulo Shelo Yisba'ish Lohaniach as Kisro Lomasro Lamisha Ro'i Lo. Right? So you can't be embarrassed. If somebody else deserves to be the Rosh Hashiva, so then you gotta step down. So that's why the B'nai B'Seira stepped down in order that Hillel could be the Rosh Hashiva. V'hayadorish Kalayam Kulo B'ilchas Pesach. So he got up and he started giving drushes. He started giving drushes in Ilchas Pesach. Well, the Kal V'Chomer came second here. Why was the Kal V'Chomer better, should be the question that we ask. You already brought Gzeir Shava. Gzeir Shava is much stronger. Right? Gzeir Shava, the Gemara is going to talk about that. Hizchil Makatron B'Dvarim. So all of a sudden, Hillel, during his drasha, he starts peppering them with insulting them somewhat. Amar Lahan, he says to them, Migarm Lachaim She'ela Mibavel Ve'eye Nasi Aleichem. Who caused that I came up from Babel and I ended up being your leader? Marsha explains here that it's more Siyata Deshmaya. Who caused? I got a Shparach with Yad Hashem. Why did he make me come up from Babel and happen to be here at the time when you forgot and you came to ask me the question? Atlus! It's your laziness. You didn't serve the Gdolei Adar. You didn't learn by them. And therefore, he's giving them a little musser. You know, you gotta be Mizari's Atzmacha and get more into it. Amrlo, Rebbe. So they said, okay, they took the musser. So they're gonna ask him another question. Rebbe. Amrlo, Rebbe. Shachach, Velohevi Sachem Erev Shabbos Mahu. What happens? Different question, Hillel. What happens if Bnei Yisrael forgot to bring the knife for the Shechlekar and Pasach from Erev Shabbos? How do you bring it? How do you bring it on Shabbos? So the question, Rashi explains that it'll become clear on Amud Beis also. They weren't asking, is it mutter to bring? They knew you can't carry, you know, in Rishus Rabim straight. But you could do it in a different way. So how do you do it? How do you do it? How do you bring the knife in an unusual way? So they were kind of asking him, like, what's the minhag olam? So, Amalahan, halacha zu shamati v'shachachti. Hillel says, I forgot. I knew it. They forgot halacha. We're going to see he's being punished for getting angry at them. That's what he's going to say on Amud Beis. Right? I forgot. I don't know. Ella, but he says, I have an idea. Hanach lehen li Yisrael. In aim Nevi'im heim, b'nei Nevi'im heim. You know what? B'nei Yisrael, they might not be prophets, but their children are prophets. And you know what? I'm sure. Puk chazi. Let's go see what they do. They'll figure it out. We'll figure it out by watching their behavior. Again, they're not asking an Isser or Heter here. Because you don't say puk chazi so much if you don't know if something is Asr or Mutter. But sometimes Klal Yisrael, you know, certain groups might be doing something wrong. But here is more of the minog. It's usur, and therefore there's a solution out there. We don't know what the solution is. What's the solution? Let's see what people do. Lamachar. So the next day, whoever had a tle for the current Pesach put the knife in the wool. But the one who had a goat put it between the horns of the Karan Pesach. And that's how they brought it to the Beis HaMikdash. Ra'a Maisa, Hillel Soa, Viniskar Halacha, and he remembered, V'amar, Kach Mekubalim, B'Shmayim Avtalion. Oh, that's it. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to put it here, and therefore it's an unusual way of carrying, of using the animal also. It's only Durabanan, and that is allowed in order to bring the knife to the Beis HaMikdash. Tosfos here points out, what did they bring knives to the Beis HaMikdash for? There are plenty of knives to the Beis HaMikdash, and you need klisharis. You need a special sanctified kli. in order to shech the current Pesach. So what's going on here? So Tosas answers in Tochei v'yishlam shekdishim. Yeah, they brought their knives and they were machdash it to the Beis HaMikdash. So that is what they did. And then he discusses, was Yerushalayim really Rishus HaRabim? Different Gemaras that we had in Erevin. Maybe it was, and then they broke the walls. And this is a time that, from after the time that they broke the walls. Either way, you have to say it's talking about a case where there is a real Rishus HaRabim there. Because that's the only time that there is a worry of carrying the knife in the normal way. Omar Mar, third wide line. Quoting from what we said before, Nomar b'Moado b'Pesach and Emar Moado b'Tamid. It said the word Moado in its time by both the Pesach and the Tamid. So Ma Moado Hamar b'Tamid Dochas Shabbos, Af Moado Hamar b'Pesach Dochas Shabbos. Just like Moado by Tamid is Dochas Shabbos, so too by Pesach. So ask the Gemara, v'Tamid Gufim Minalon D'Dochi Shabbos. How do you know that the word Moado by Tamid means even on Shabbos? Unbelievable, Havamina. Maybe the Tamid shouldn't be Tamid, right? Maybe the Tamid shouldn't be brought on Shabbos. Maybe it shouldn't be. How do you know? So, if it's because it says the word Moado in its time by Tamid, so Pesach Nami Yaksib B'Moado. Pesach also says Moado. And Ela Moado L'mashmale, the Moado by Pesach, we don't think teaches me even in its time. Hachanami Moado L'mashmale. So too by Tamid, you should say it doesn't mean in its proper time, even on Shabbos. Ela Amakras, so we say it's based on a different Pesach. Ola Shabbos B'Shabbato, Al Olas HaTamid. The Pasuk says that on Shabbos you bring the Ola Shabbos besides the Olas HaTamid. So you see, you're bringing the Ola HaTamid on Shabbos. Mechlal Ola the Tamid Karve B'Shabbos. So that's the Pasuk that teaches me that the Tamid is even brought on Shabbos. Period. Amamar, so now we get back to the next part of the earlier conversation, what Yoni brought up before. Right? The Gemara, Kilal had first said, Gzeir Shava, and then he said, and it's even a Kavachomer. So he asked the Gemara, Va'od Kavachomer, first it quotes it. Umatamit she'in onishkaris dochas ha'shabes, Pesach she'onishkaris, eno din she'dochas ha'shabes. That was what he said. Tamid, which if you don't bring it, you don't get kares, that's dochas ha'shabes, so Pesach. If you don't bring it, you get kares, surely that should be dochas ha'shabes. So you get a mifrach. So we said, one second, there's a problem with that Kavachomer. It's a Kavachomer pircha. Mala Tamid shekein tadir v'kalil. Tamid has its own uniqueness. It's always, it's tadir, which makes it a more chomer carbon, and it's kalil. It's totally burned to the mizbeach. It's an ola. Mashein kein a Pesach. So how can you compare the cases? So that's called a kavachomer pricha. So it's not, remember, a kavachomer is based on svara logic. So therefore, it's not based on mesor, it's based on logic. So if you have a better logic, so it's uprooted. So, says the Gemara, really, this is the conversation that took place. Kavachomer Amalahu Bereisha. First, Hillel told him the Kavachomer, Upar Chuba, and they upshlogged it, they rejected it. Vahadar Amalu Gzeir Shava. So then he told them the Gzeir Shava, that's how it works. So that's why, even though there was a Pircha, that's exactly why he said the Gzeir Shava. Ask the Gemara, Vichimach, the Gemara Gzeir Shava, Kavachomer Lamali. So why did he even mention the Kavachomer? If he has a Gzeir Shava, so then why did he even mention the Kavachomer? Rashi here is a very important formulation. Rashi says, six lines up from the bottom, that a Gzeir Shava, it's as if it's Mefurish in the Pasuk. That's a major discussion about all the Yud Gimel Midos. Which ones are as if it's written there, which ones are just Limudim. Hekish, Gzeir Shava, Mamatzinu. So Rashi here says, on six lines up, V'kiva dehu kach kibel harehu kamosha nechtav begufo beferish. There are nafkaminas. Could you get Malkus for something learned out from Gzeir Shava? You can only get Malkus for something that's Mefurish Bikra. So again, it's a big discussion, but this Rashi is important because Rashi holds here Gzeir Shava is Mefurish Bikra. So he asked the Gemara, once you have the Gzeir Shava, why you bring it in the Kavachomer? Ella, this is what he said. Liditukah Amar Lahu. Hillel is talking according to them. Bishlam Gzeir Shava Lokam Risu Vein Adam Gam Gzeir Shava Me'atzmo. Fine, you don't agree to my Gzeir Shava because the Gzeir Shava you have to have a Misora from your Abayim. So you don't have the Misora from your Abayim, and I do. So you don't have to agree with me with the Gzeir Shava. But at least Kavachomer, that's logic that you can think of yourself. But at least the Kavachomer isn't that Svara. So Amar Lay Kavachomer Prichahu. No. Kavachomer does not make sense to us, and therefore we don't hold it. Okay, remember we mentioned a number of times the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos in Sukkot Daf Lamed Aleph about this principle of Ein Adam Dam Gzeir Shava Me'atzmo. What's the rule and what's the exception? One shita is that really all the Yud Gimel Midos and all the Midos are Misora from your Rebbe, and the only one that you can learn from yourself is Kavachomer. The other shita says that no, the only one that's Misora from your Rebbe is Gzeir Shava, and all the other ones you can learn from yourself. Right, so everybody agrees to Kavachomer. Everybody agrees to Gzeir Shava. The Machlokas is about all the other Midos. Do you need a Mesorah for those or not? That's the Machlokas there between Rashi and Tosfos in Sukkah. Fine, last line. Amar. Lamachar, Mishapisko, Tlet Tochev, Lobitzimro, Gedit Tochev, Lobin Karnov. But if they got the knife, they put it either in the wool or between the horns of the animal. Asks the Gemara. The Ka'avid Avoda Bekachim. aren't you doing avoda b'kadshim? Right, you're not allowed to do work with kadshim. Right, similar to havacha, it says by egla rufa, it says by paraduma. Lo ala aleha ol. To hear you're using the animal to do work for you, and therefore, how is that allowed? You're carrying, putting the knife with the in the wool. The pasuk says by the akeda. Pasuk says by the akeda that Yitzchak says to his father. Right, I see the wood, but where's the set? Avraham Elohim Laola Bini. What's going on here? What's the conversation? So I saw a pshat quoted. Let's just find it here. So Abshah quoted from the Yeshua's Yaakov that really we know the Medrash says that Avram tied the wood onto Yitzchak and Yitzchak schlepping up the wood to the har. So Yitzchak's telling to him, Abba, if I'm supposed to be the carbon, but you're avodah b'kachim, right? You're using me. I'm apostle carbon, right? Avodah b'kachim, right? That's similar to this halacha. He says, Shelozeh is having Yitzchak b'tmiyaso. Ayeh hasel la'ola. Sheyada b'nafshu shu nifchar la'ola. El shatama ketan hutala niyach lav masa. So Avram Avinu says, Elokim yire lo haseh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should throw us the seh, meaning if it's the Kavanah HaKadosh Baruch Hu to real Ola, he'll show it to us, and Kama, right, Elokim yire lo haseh, and the next word say, La Ola Bini, but this might be an exception to the rule, this might not be considered Avodah Bekashim, this is the Tzorach of the Avodah, I have to get it up, so that's what might be the conversation between Abraham and Yitzchak Avinu. The fact that it was a human sacrifice, right, didn't bother him. This was an exception to the rule. Yitzchak was an Ola Tamima. But again, once you get over that hurdle of Yitzchak being the carbon, so then you find in a lot of the Midrashim that these parallels to, Yitzchak says, tie me down very well, I don't want to move because I don't want to have a mum. What do you mean a mum? He's killing him, right? So again, you find a lot of parallels. Once he's a carbon, so then he has this issue. So the Gemara answer is Kehillel. No, you know what the solution is? They did like Hillel always used to do. Detanya Amru Alav Al Hillel. Hillel, they say about Hillel. Miyamav Lamal Adam Ba'olaso. Nobody ever violated Me'ila with the carbon of Hillel. Why? Ela Mevia Chulin Lazara. He brought it to the base of Migdash before he was Makdashit. He brought it as Hillel's carbon until he got to the base of Migdash. Once he got to the base of Migdash, only then he was Makdashit. Umakdisha. And then and then he did smicha on it, he leaned on the Pesach, and then he shechted it. So it's just like Hillel always did, so at least that's what Bnei Yisrael did when Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos and they had to carry the knife. So therefore they weren't makdish the animal until until they got to the Beis HaMikdash. He was about to bring chulin. This is the Sarach HaYavodah. That means they brought it right up to the Azara, and then they were makdish it, and then he did smicha and shechted it. Sorry? The knife. The animal walked themselves. The animal walked. They didn't care. It was Shabbos, because Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos. That's why they couldn't carry the knife.
But can it make your, even if it's not a
consecrated
animal,
right?
Can it make your animal to carry a knife?
The Gemara's going to talk about it. The Gemara's going to talk about that in a minute.
And
what about having everybody registered on the carbon? So let's say they have their one shliach that's going to send it. Everybody, right? No, they weren't. They all designated him, and they were Makdashit at that moment, and that's it. So says the Tosfos on top says there's another solution quoted in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that anything with tzorich of the carbon to call avodah shel tzorich carbon ain bo meila. The Yerushalmi says there's no meila anything that you're doing with tzorich of the carbon. Let's say carrying, schlepping. So too maybe that could be an answer here that this is the tzorich of the carbon to bring the knife. So just like there's no me'ila, maybe that's not considered avodah b'kachim because you need this to continue the avodah of the kachim. So you bring it to the azara and your makdashin, and you do smicha. Interesting, ha'ara, smicha. Usually what happens, smicha means that you lean with your whole goof, you put your hands on the animal, and you usually, what does smicha usually entail? What do you usually say when you're somech on the carpet? Usually vidui. So what does it say here? Ola, mal of olaso. Well, what vidui are you saying by a carbon ola? Right? By a chatas and an ashram, you know we're saying vidui. So there's an important Rambam to know. The Rambam says, based on the Gemara in Yuma, the Rambam Hilchos Maaseh Karbanos, that every carbon yachid, except for one or two exceptions, every carbon yachid needs smicha. So by a chatas, you say the aver of the chatas that you did. By an ola, you're mizvadeh, and you say the aver that you did. By a chatas, by an ashram. What by an ola? So in Ola, the Gemara says, is machaper on bitul aseis and lav hanitak laseis. That's what the Ola is machaper on. That's the vita that you do by Olas. That's the misvada avon aseiv, avon los aseiv, shenitak laseiv. What about shlamim? Are you misvada smicha by shlamim too? That's the chiddush of the Rambam. It says, v'yirali she'eno misvada al hashlamim aval omer divrei shevach. You praise Hashem when you bring a shlamim. Shlamim is not baal chayt at all. So said the Rambam, you praise Hashem with your when you're somech. But again, here that's what it says, somech aleha v'shochta. So even by a carbon ola, there is smicha. What? It depends what the aveira is. Depends whether you would also do smicha on a chatas of. You'll do smicha there, but whatever aveira did, that's what you're misvada. Ask the Gemara line for Pesach with Shabbos. Hechimati Makdishlei. So according to this, they were Makdishlei on Pesach on Shabbos. We know the Mishnah says the base, so you're not allowed to be Makdish something on Shabbos. V'atzan, the Mishnah says Ein Makdishin ve'Ein Ma'arichin ve'Ein Machrimin. You're not allowed to be Makdish something. You're not allowed to give the value of something to the base of Mikdash. You can't be Machrim. That's another form of giving something to the base of Mikdash on Shabbos. Ve'Ein Makbein Trumus or Maisrus. You can't take off Trumus or Maisrus on Shabbos. The first ones are Aser because of Mekach u'Memkar, because you're not allowed to switch Rishuyos. We mentioned that there's different reasons why doing business transactions and switching Rishuyos, even giving presents, is Aser on Shabbos. Either because Gzeir Shem Yichtov, you might come to write, or Gzeir Mishum, right, it's not the Rashi quotes from the Pasuk in Yeshaya, that it's V'kibado Me'asos Chefzecha B'Shabbos. So it's Aser. How can they be Makdash the carbon on Shabbos? Ends off the Mishnah. How could they have done it? So the Gemara answers, Hani mili b'chovos she'in kavu alhem zman. You're not allowed to be makdish stama karban if you have a choice. Aval b'chovos she'kavu alhem zman makdishin. But if you don't have a choice, ain't braver, you have to give this karban today, then you're allowed to be makdish. Etamar, Rabbi Yochanan, makdish adam is pischo b'shabbos v'chagigasa b'yantif. A person is allowed to be makdish their Pesach at Shabbos and the chagigah on yantif. Ah, Yisrael is asking, they could have brought the knife before Shabbos. Okay, I guess in this situation... But then he could bring the knife. So therefore, I guess in this situation that you're in now, there is no choice. It is the Gemara of Halom Machamer, the question that we asked before. Aren't you using your animal, and Machamer is also Asar on Shabbos? Rashi explains Machamer is whenever your animal carries something for your Shabbos. That's the Isra Machamer. We had this discussion at the end of Masecha Shabbos. So Machamer is also Asar. Machamer not. So the Gemara answers, Machamer kila achar yad. This is Machamer in an unusual way. It's not carrying it in the wool and in the horns. That's unusual. So that's why it's only the Rabbanon. Says the Gemara, Mechamek l'achayat nami. Need to either Yisur the Raisa l'ach, Yisur the Rabbanon mi'ayika. Okay, fine. It's also me the Rabbanon. It still shouldn't be allowed. How can you violate the Rabbanons? So the answer is the Gemara. No, that was exactly the question that the B'nai B'Seira asked Hillel. Haidu to kabah minei, davar sheish lo heter min haTorah. They were saying, this we know is mutter min. When they asked him, how do you get the knife there? This is what they were bothered by. We know it's mutter midaraisa. V'davar shmuso me lefanav l'akor k'lachayan. We know you can do it midarabanan in an unusual way. B'maka mitzvah mai. So are we going to allow this B'maka mitzvah in this situation? And Amar Lahan, he answered them, that's what we have to check out, what the people do. Halacha zu shamati v'shachachti, I forgot. Elah ha'nichla en l'Yisrael, im ein b'nevi'im heim, b'nei nevi'im heim. As he said in Amad Aleph, and therefore they went and they saw, and this was what's done. So obviously the answer was, you are allowed to violate these Yisrael d'Rabbanan, b'makom this mitzvah. Okay, Amar of Yehuda Amarav. So now the Gemara has a little agadata related to the story from before. Call him b'siyayar, anybody who is haughty, if he is wise, his wisdom leaves him. And if he is a Navi, his Nevuah leaves him. What's the makar? If it's a Chacham, his Chacham leaves him. May Hillel. From Hillel we learn this. Why? Exactly this case. The Amar Mar. Hischel Makatrim Bidvarim. He starts insulting them. Ah, you're lazy. That's why he forgot. And right after that, he forgets his chachma. So that's the makar. This story is a makar that if somebody is haughty, they forget their chachma. Im navi hu nevuasa mistalakas bimanu. How do you know about a navi? If somebody's a navi and they're haughty, then their nevuah leaves them. Mi devora. You know from devora, one of the seven nevios. Right, devora was the neviah, and she's also the shofetes. The only shofetes in Sefer Shoftim, she and Barak were a team. Dechsev, as she says in Shiras Zvora, in Perakei and Shoftim, Chadlu Parazon be Yisrael. Right, it says that all the passageways, all the streets were being terrorized in amongst Bnei Yisrael. Nobody could go out on the street. Chadelu, they had stopped. Ad, she says, Ad Shakamti Devora Shakamti Ebi Yisrael. Until I Devora came along and saved Klal Yisrael. So that's the shemetz of haughtiness in the song. V'chulu, v'ksiv, and two psukim later, all of a sudden, in the middle of a song, it says, Uri, Uri, Dvora, Uri, Uri, Dabri Shir. Dvora, wake up, sing your song. So Chazal, the Rashi quotes it on Shoftim, on that pasuk says, what do you mean she wake up? She's singing. So the answer is no. She forgot it. She lost her nevuah. She lost her ruach hakodesh. She's trying to be mechazik herself again to get it back. Because she was a little haughty to psukim earlier, that's why she forgot. Fine. Reish Lakish Amar, similar. Ko hadam shekoes, if anybody is angry, im chachamu chachmaso misalakas mimenu. If somebody is angry, so then if they are a chacham, their chachma leaves them. Im navi hu nevuaso misalakas mimenu. If they're a navi, so then their nevuah leaves him. The Ben Yehoyada says this is mida keneged mida, because when somebody is angry, then you have fire coming out of his nostrils, he's breathing, stuff is coming out, so his nevuah, which is supposed to come out, Hashem gives you nevuah to say to Klal Yisrael, niv sefasayim, because Baruch Hu closes it up. Right? You have other stuff coming out of your face and coming out of your nose, so you're not going to have the nevuah. So, or you might just say that you can't think rationally, like the natural, when you're angry. So therefore, you lose your chachma, and your nevuah, which is also the highest level of chachma, says the Rambam, you also lose that. So what are the makaros? Im chachamu chachma zebisalekas bimanu. If he's a chacham, he loses his chachma. Mi Moshe, you learn it from Moshe Rabbeinu. Dechsiv, v'yiksov Moshe apakudei achayel. Moshe got angry at the soldiers after they fought by Midian. Dechsiv, at the very next pasuk says that who told B'nai Yisrael about the halakha of Agalos Kalim? V'yomer Elazar HaKohen, El Anshi Atzava, Haba'im Lomachama. Elazar, the son of Aaron, told the army, Zos Lukasa Darash, Hesiv Hashem HaMoshe. V'chulu Michlal, to Moshe Iyal Aminei. Moshe must have forgotten. And then, im navi univasa misalekas imenu. If he's a navi, his nevuah is lost. May Elisha. You learn that from Elisha when he's talking to Yehoram. Dechsiv lulei pnei Yehoshaphat melech Yehuda. And he no say, if I wouldn't love the king Yehoshaphat, imabit elecha veimarecha. I wouldn't even look at you if I wouldn't be friendly with your friend. So he got angry at them. Dechsiv in the very next pasuk he says, vatakuchuli menagin. Get me a harp player. Vayikinagin menagin. Vatiyolav yad Hashem v'chulu. Meaning he lost his nevuah. He needed a harp player in order to get his nevuah back because it was lost. Ben Yoyada points out Moshe Rabbeinu was also a navi, but Dafka Moshe Rabbeinu was brought as the example of if he's a chacham he loses his chachma. Why not if he's a navi he loses his nevuah? You know, why was Moshe Rabbeinu brought as the navi? So the Ben Yoyada has a yisod gadol. He says that Moshe Rabbeinu cannot lose his nevuah. It's one of the Yesodas HaEmunah. He can't. There was a quote in Medrash that when Moshe Rabbeinu was going to, he didn't want to go to be the Goel, the Bnei Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu says, okay, I'll go with one tonight, that whenever I need to speak to you, I speak to you. I need to have an open dialogue with you forever, always. Because Baruch Hu says, okay. So he can lose his chachma, he can't lose his nevuah. So it's impossible. It's also, that's Moshe, that's one of the differences between nevuah and Moshe Rabbeinu. That's one of the Yisodos. So therefore, it's not brought as an example of nevuah, because Moshe Rabbeinu can't lose his nevuah. Unhappy Kol Adam doesn't mean that he doesn't get angry. But he got angry. The question is, why is it brought as an example of Chachma and not nevuah? So that's why, that's what he explains. If somebody gets angry, even if he has great decrees on him in heavens, they are removed from him. Minala me Eliyav. Where do you know this from? From Eliyav. Who is Eliyav? David HaMelech's older brother. Shneemar. Vayichar af Eliyav b'David. Because the story goes, when David HaMelech came out to fight Goliath, and Eliyav knew that his younger brother had some thoughts to fight the giant, he didn't want him to go there, so he got very angry at David. Vayomer, lama ze yaravta? Why did you come down to the battlefield? V'yamina tashta ma'aratzon ha'ina b'midbar. Who'd you leave the shepselach with? Ani adati es doncha v'esrol avavcha. I know your intentions. Kilaman rosa mechama yaravta. You just wanted to see a battle. Right, you're just excited, you're a little kid, you want to see the battle. That's why you came down. So you got angry at David HaMelech. And when Shmuel later on comes to the Beis Yishai and looking for the child of Yishai, who's going to be the king, the Kuluksiv, in all of them, it is said, Lo Bazeh Bachar Hashem. By all the other brothers, it says, Hashem didn't choose this one, Hashem didn't choose this one. And then Ube Eliyav Ksiv, when it got to Eliyav, not only does it say not say that, but it says, Vayomer Hashem al Shmuel, Al Talbit El Marehu, the El Gova Komaso, don't even look at him, Ki Ma'as Tiha, because I have become disgusted in him. So if he has become disgusted now, mashma that he was not disgusted earlier, out of, it's a punishment from the kas that he had, that is why he was, morid in gedula min mimenu. And that's why he was, the gedula was lost from Eliav, and that was a punishment for becoming angry. Just two ha'aris, again, look at the, remember, we mentioned a number of times, we don't have time to say it, but the Kehilas Yaakov, the stifler by the Tzvardeya. Or the stifler, we'll say it quickly for a second. The famous stifler that the stifler says, by the frogs, right, the Chazal say, what happened by the frogs? It was one big frog, and every time they hit the frog, it became two frogs, and more frogs, and more frogs, and more frogs. Right, say this at the Seder. Right, so the disciple asks the obvious question, if they see that every time they hit the frog, it becomes more frogs, stop hitting the frogs. What's the big deal? Stop hitting the frogs. Logic. So says the stifler, that's what kas does to a person. Kas makes you totally out of control. You can't think properly. It's illogical. They knew it, but they couldn't stop themselves. Sometime a child knows that they're going to have to clean up their whole room. They're sent to their room. They destroy their room. They're going to have to clean it up. It doesn't matter. When you're kas, then you don't think straight. Right? Road rage. Road rage. That's exactly why. They're smashing up their car. That makes sense? I don't care. As long as his car gets smashed up. Doesn't make sense. That's kas. The Rambam has an igeres to Rabbi Ovadia Hager. I think I mentioned this in the past also. In the Igeres HaRambam, Rabbi Ovadia Hager was a ger from Islam that was being made fun of by many of the Jews in the area. So he writes a letter to the Rambam and he says, I don't know what to do. They're making fun of me. It's terrible. They're screaming at me. They're getting angry at me. I need some chizik. So the Rambam is a beautiful, if you have it, the Igeres HaRambam, it's a beautiful letter about gerus, about what it is. You've done so much more than any of us. We were born into this. You decided to be mistofev tachas kanfei hashchina. You're unbelievable. You're amazing. But I have 2 points to tell you. He writes to the Rambam, they said I used to be an Ovid Avodah Zarah. So the Rambam says 2 points to you. Number one, Islam is not Avodah Zarah, says the Rambam. So therefore, you were never over the Avodah Zarah. That's point number one. Christianity, says the Rambam, is, but not Islam. Then he says, number two, they're screaming at you that you used to be an Ovid Avodah Zarah? Tell them, kol ha-koes, ki'ilu Ovid Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says in the Nedarim that whoever is angry is as if they're worshiping Avodah Zarah. So you never did it, they're doing it right now. So you go turn around and you tell them, that's what I said, says the Rambam. So it doesn't say the end of the story, what happened, but that is a letter that the Rambam gives Chizuk. That's what happens by Kas. Okay, so that's the, not to be Misyaher and not to be Koes, and everybody should have a good Shabbos. Enjoy Chazak, double Parsha, Parsha Zachodesh, Shabbos Bevarchim, a lot going on this Shabbos. Everybody should enjoy. Okay, the daf was a Chiddush Pas B'Yom Ben Shmuel and Shimon Ozer Ben Noach. Is there a Kiddush the Shams? Okay.